As I sat at Mass this morning, I remembered a wonderful older couple named the Holies. Now, that's a tough name to live up to, but they do it quite well. And as fate would have it, her name is Mary, and his is Joseph. Mary and Joseph, the Holies. My pal Deacon Roger shared a story a while back about a visit to the Holies to bring them Holy Communion. As they prayed and he prepared to give them the Eucharist, he thought, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Deacon Roger exclaimed, now that's truly the Holy Family. Do you have a Holy Family? Do you want your family to be holy? As with this couple, the ingredients that made this a Holy Family was Jesus. Just as with the feast that we celebrate when we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, it was Jesus that made his own family holy. It's pretty simple. If you want your family to be holy, you need to include Jesus in it. You may need to make Jesus part of your family. What are some ways to include Jesus in everything your family does? Here's a few examples. Number one, keep pictures of Jesus in your house. Many families have pictures throughout their house of members of the family. Graduation pictures, wedding pictures, soccer pictures, school class pictures, karate pictures, on-the-wall desks and table. Why not a picture or two of Jesus, too? After all, he's a family member, too. Number two, include Jesus at your meals. Whenever you sit down as a family to have dinner, include Jesus. Simply saying grace before meals will make our Lord part of your family gathering. Number three, talk about Jesus at your home. We are quick to talk about our son's basketball game or our daughter's gymnastics meet, and we can recall particular plays in the game or that triumphant moment. We even tend to brag about them. Well, how about Jesus? Talk about him as well. Share your thoughts about him. After all, he's part of your family too. And if you want to recall a triumphant moment of his, I'd start with the resurrection. Number four, attend Mass or church service each week. In all the years my kids played sports, I never missed a game. Well, if Jesus is part of my family, I should want to attend his events as well. I was always certain that if I missed a game, it would be the game where they were the star. And Jesus is a superstar every Sunday. As this morning's Mass was ending, I was moved to see 12 extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion come to the altar to receive the Blessed Sacrament to bring to people in our parish that were sick or elderly or in nursing homes or unable to make it to Mass. They would be bringing Jesus to these people, and just as my friend Deacon Roger did, they would be adding the necessary ingredient, Jesus, to make theirs a holy family. On the Feast of the Holy Family, God's blessing to your family. Remember to make it holy, a holy family, by keeping Jesus a part of it. This is Tony Agnese.